Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. Seamus Toomey is on the phone from Block Club Chicago with Extremely Local News. And I'm intrigued by this egg-throwing story because, Seamus, I had not heard about it until I saw it on TV last night. And people have been getting pelted by eggs.
That's right, Lisa. Good morning. It's the story really started spreading quickly yesterday, although it's been happening now for a couple weeks. Like you said, people up and down Chicago have just thought they were having these sort of unique encounters where they're like, what the heck just happened? Someone just hit me in the chest with an egg. And then some of them went together online and found similar reports, and they've all banded together now at this point. There's a Facebook group called Chicago Egg Hunters, and they're sharing stories. This is where they got me. This is what I saw. And, and some of there's some common themes that came out from it as well.
Yeah, I saw that it's a big white box truck, and they actually did enough research. The Facebook detectives, so to speak, found that it comes from some kind of furniture store on the south side of Chicago. And those people are like, well, we've had many employees, but it's been going on for a couple years. It's the craziest thing ever.
It really is incredible. This Facebook group, the guy that runs the page had mapped them all out, and we've got a screenshot of the map at our on our story about all this, and you can see there are little box truck icons up and down. You know, it sort of follows the Dan Ryan and then the Kennedys sort of around to Bucktown, but there's also a long stretch up and down, through Lakeview and through Rogers Park. And so one of the themes was that this was pretty close to, it was happening to expressway entrances or exits where these folks could, do their deed and then get back safely to wherever they were going. But yes, I guess this warehouse that they say, yes, we're affiliated with that truck, but they don't know much about who's doing it. The police say they're working on it, and anyone should report tips to them at cpdtip.com. But it feels like this is one of those ones that's going to, there's so much information out there that there's going to be a resolution at some point, or at least the goal of the Facebook group, at least the guy that started it, is like, let's get this information out there. So maybe the eggers will read this and knock it off because they know there's going to be a knock on their door soon.
I saw that guy interviewed, and like him, I want to know, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? I mean, I saw like a mom and an 11-year-old girl walking down the street and get pelted by eggs, and it's like, you're carrying eggs, and it seems like a harmless prank, but at the same time, it's weird. It's just weird, and it's making news in Chicago. Seamus Toomey is from Block Club Chicago. You also have information about a new neighborhood movie theater.
Right. This is some great news. I'm a big fan of movies. Who isn't? But, you know, so many of our favorite places shut down and have not come back. Either they're planning to, or they've acknowledged that they're never coming back. The one in Chatham, it's at 210 West 87th Street. It used to be called the Studio Movie Grill, and it was a popular spot down there. It was a local place that some local guys had opened, and it was really a great spot for Chatham. It shut down, like most of them, around March of last year. But great news, it just reopened. It's not under the same ownership or management. The original place it closed for good. It went bankrupt, but the guy that actually owns the building said, we've got the structure here in place. Let's do something. So he got something going, and it's now called the Cinema Chatham Powered by Imagine. It just opened August 13th, and it's already starting to get, I wouldn't say crowds because they're trying to be careful, but it's getting people back. They've got multiple theaters. They're not all open yet. They're spacing them out as the fans come back. But, they went back and they hired the original general manager who ran the old place, Brian Miller. And he's just, we write extensively about him and his passion for movies, and he sounds like the perfect guy to be helping to run this place. So congrats to the Cinema Chatham for getting back up there and getting back into business.
And Seamus, I love this story that there's a 93-year-old in Hyde Park who did something 60 years ago that people still haven't forgotten, and they honored him over the weekend, right?
Right. I can't imagine this. This guy's name is Ted Erickson, and he swam across Lake Michigan. He's the first one on record to do it. He went from Promontory Point in Hyde Park all the way to Michigan City, which is 36 hours of swimming. He did it in stormy conditions as well. He's a former lab chemist at IIT, high school science teacher, and just a passionate swimmer. And so this is, you know, far from his only experience. He's swum the English Channel back and forth and a bunch of other spots, but this was his crowning achievement. And on the 60th anniversary of it, he went out there. Ted still swims a little bit. He's 93, so I don't think he's ready to cross the lake again. But he went out there, and all of his fans, he's in a swimming group, they all came out there and celebrated with him. They dumped some water on his head to recreate the experience, and they just sort of basked in their the legend among them.
I love these stories. Thank you for calling in today, Seamus. Seamus Toomey, a Block Club Chicago. If you want to follow up on any of those stories and get all the details, blockclubchicago.org. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much.